had a lot of fun and made a lot of hits. Snow dogs on the mountain, living it up, selling fudges on the corner just to make a buck. Circle of energy, meditate your mind. 200 episodes, man, we on the grind. Scorpion and Twinkle Star under the bridge. Now a giant in the mix and his name's Big Rich.
Episode 200, Laban, Rich, and Ben. Episode 200, the crazy boy's gonna do it again. Episode 200, Laban, Rich, and Ben.
Crazy boy's gonna do it again. What's up, guys? This is Abe. thank you, Space Dragon. All right. Now, I'm recording solo today. Rich is a little bit busy, so we're gonna catch up again next week. I just wanted to start with this song, because Space Dragon made this song for episode 200 and sent it to me, and then I did that little bit of rap on it. The rap is kind of like a walk down memory lane. It talks about a lot of the fun and silly little skits and songs that we've done in the past. The thing is, when we make a song specifically for an episode, like episode 200, we use it and then it's kind of done, which is kind of a shame because I think it was a pretty good song. You know, Space Dragon did a great job, and it, you know, it looks back on a lot of the stuff that we've done over the years. And I know not all listeners like our really silly skits and stuff that we do, but we really like it. In fact, for Ben and I, those were like the funnest things to do. So I just want to kind of go through the song and do a review of all the things that are mentioned in the song. So I'll kind of pause the song when I'm going to stop and talk about each thing that's mentioned. I think the first thing that's mentioned is Snow Dogs. I won't play the Snow Dogs song because I think everyone's heard it before. Starts off saying it's been a couple years since we started this shit, meaning, you know, since we started this podcast.
Had a lot of fun and made a lot of hits.
Had a lot of fun and made a lot of hits. I don't know about hits, but, you know, hits for our small niche audience anyway.
Snow dogs on the mountain living it up.
Snow dogs on the mountain living it up. Oh, oh, oh! Man, that was fun making the Snow Dog song and doing all that snowboarding with Ben. I'm sure everyone's heard the Snow Dog song by now. So let's see here. Hold on.
Selling fudges on the corner just to make a buck.
Yes. Selling fart juice on the corner just to make a buck. Anyway, anyone who hasn't heard the skit that we did called Fart Juice, you got to hear it. Because it was a lot of fun for us. So I'm going to go ahead and play. Just play. Not the whole episode. Just the one part where we do a skit where I invent something called fart juice. And I'm trying to get Ben to invest in my idea. So here it is. Fart juice.
Business mode activated.
Yeah. Benjamin, hello.
It's great to meet you. It's
wonderful to meet you. How do you do?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
I'm doing excellent. I'm so happy that you've come to my office. I'm sorry it's very busy in here. Please come into my private office, just this way.
May I say, it's a beautiful office you have here.
Well, thank you. All my employees are working very hard. Right this way, Ben.
Happily.
It's much more quiet in here.
Have you ever considered oiling your doors?
Oiling the doors?
They're quite squeaky.
I'm sorry about that. I'll call my oil man tomorrow.
Excellent.
He'll oil all the doors in the building.
I knew you'd take care of it.
All right, let's get down to business.
Sure.
I have got an idea that will change the world.
Well, I've got some spare money, and I'm looking to make a smart investment, and hopefully a handsome return.
Yes, well, I plan to provide a great ROI for you.
Ooh, a return on my investment?
You just have to believe in my idea.
Well, I believe in you, sir, but this all depends on the product.
Right.
Yes, and I'm eager to see what you have.
Well, I have it right here. Shall I show you?
Ooh, I can't wait.
Okay. Here it is, Benjamin. Fart juice.
Could you say that again, please?
Fart juice.
By God, you've managed to capture a fart inside juice?
Well, no, that would be disgusting.
Oh, sorry.
No, you see, this is almost magical juice.
Like a medicine?
Well, you know, everyone loves a good fart, right?
Everyone loves to do a fart themselves.
Exactly.
Nobody likes other people's farts.
Well.
Well, depending on the person.
Depending on the person.
Sure.
Now, this juice, if you drink it.
Yes.
You fart.
Just like that.
Just like that.
As soon as the liquid hits your stomach, a huge explosion of gas is released.
Well, no.
No.
It takes about 45 seconds.
Just enough time to go somewhere private.
Or somewhere public.
I guess. Depending on your usage.
It depends on your goals.
Well, let me say
to you. If you want to share your fart with everyone.
Yes.
Go somewhere public. If you want to enjoy your fart by yourself, go somewhere private.
Ah, this product is already showing signs of varied functionality. Now, Mr. Lawson, I'm interested, but I must ask. Who is the target? Who's the customer base for this product?
Well, from my calculations, I believe there are about 7 billion humans on the Earth.
That's true. That's true. You're calculated well.
And every one of them loves a good fart.
That's true. It's human nature.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like breathing.
So, if we can sell $10 worth of fart juice to only half the population.
3.5 billion.
Times 10.
Times 10.
$35 billion.
Well, that's no small change.
That is a large sum of money.
That is. And that's pure profit.
Well, there are various expenses when it comes to manufacturing such a technologically advanced and, effective formula.
Yes, it is a scientific formula.
It's very scientific.
How many years in development was this product?
Well, I began developing it when I was just a boy.
I see. Yes.
And now I'm a man. So it's my life's work.
Yes, your life's work, your masterpiece.
It is.
Mm, your magnum opus.
So what do you say, Benjamin? Are we in business or not?
Well, my father always told me, never rush into an investment, especially where fart juice is involved.
Your father was a wise man.
He was.
And he loved a good fart.
He did love a good fart, actually. Brings a tear to my eye, remembering him. He died of a swollen stomach due to being unable to fart and exploded.
Well, this fart juice might have saved his life.
If only this product had been developed sooner. But it could help others with his problem.
That's why I asked you, Benjamin. I knew you would see the value in my new product.
I see it straight away. As soon as you produced the bottle, I knew we're on a winner. But I must ask you, Mr. Lawson, what percentage can I expect in terms of ROI?
Well, if you invest just $1 million today...
$1 million only?
I can guarantee you an ROI of 200% within 5 years.
200%? Wow. Okay. Sounds good.
Do we have a deal?
I'll tell you what. If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to sleep on it.
Would you like to try the fart juice?
I might take some with me.
Well, here you go.
Sleep on it.
Here's a free sample.
Thank you very much. That's quite a lot there.
Well, I figure you have a large family. Maybe after you try it, all your children, they'll want to try it, and you'll all be farting happily together. It's my life's work.
Fantastic. So I'll have to discuss this with my wife, all right. Of course.
Well, women can be a little bit
apprehensive. That's enough. That's enough.
When it comes to farts, they're private creatures.
Oh, my God. That cracks me up, looking back at the old fart juice skit. It still cracks me up. Anyway, let's continue on with the song and see what's mentioned. It's selling fart juice on the corner just to make a buck.
Circle of energy. Better teach your mind. 200 episodes, man, we on the grind.
Circle of energy. Meditate your mind. Oh, man, that brings me back. That was back in... Fart Juice, by the way, was episode 122. The Circle of Energy was episode 77. And, how did this happen again? We recorded it, and then we played it live in the episode, and we kind of pretended that it was a tape sent to me by a meditation guru. Right, Abraham Aban, the meditation guru. And he was trying to take advantage of his helper guy. Don't get me wrong, meditation is something that is extremely useful for people, but there can sometimes be kind of weirdos who, you know, manipulate people. And so anyway, this was kind of a skit where I was pretending to be a kind of weirdo meditation guru, and Ben was my kind of apprentice or helper. So let's go ahead and play The Circle of Energy from episode number 77, released October 18th, 2021. Here it is.
I am Yogi Abraham Aban. Welcome to my guide for mindfulness and openness of your heart and your body. Listen and follow along with my instructions. My apprentice, Benaramapan, he will join the session.
Hello, listeners. I'm Benaranapam.
Benaramaban, please speak more calmly.
What? I'm just so excited.
Yogi mindfulness is about peace and tranquility.
I thought it was about power and energy and success.
Benaramaban, no.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It is time to begin the mindfulness meditation session.
I'll be honest, I'm a little bit scared.
What is wrong, Benaramaban?
I'm just a little bit nervous because I've never done it before.
Follow my words. Do as I say.
Okay, I trust you.
Okay. And now we begin. Take off my shoes.
Oh.
Come on.
Hang on.
Come on, Benaramaban. Take off my shoes.
You want me to touch your shoes?
Take them off. Now.
Both of them?
Both.
Okay.
You do it, Benaramaban.
Very good. Ah, the air flows between my toes.
Should I take off my shoes too?
No. You must learn. Everything is nothing. Nothing is everything.
Your feet are not smelling very good.
Take that bucket of warm water.
This one here?
Yes.
Okay.
Wash my feet, Benaramaban.
No, Yogi. I came here for enlightenment. Not to be washing a dirty man's feet.
This is the way to learn. Wash my feet.
Both?
Both my feet.
Okay.
In between the toes, Benaramaban.
What is this yellow and black?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Disgusting.
Very good. Now.
Can I wash my hands, please?
You may wash your hands with the same water that you have washed my feet.
Come on. Really?
That is the circle of energy.
Okay. I'm trusting you still. I'm not liking the direction.
It's okay. Follow my words. Take off my pants. Come on.
Must I?
Come on, Benaramaban. Take them off.
Just the pants?
Just the pants.
Okay, pants coming off.
I do not wear underwear.
Yes, sir. Now you know I have a wife and three children.
Benaramaban, this is the circle of energy.
It looks more like a stick of energy to me.
Now sit on the ground.
Okay.
Good.
Over here.
Come closer.
No, I'm going to stay over here.
Come closer, Benaramaban.
I don't want to get too close.
Now, we have to be mindful. Remember.
I'm very mindful of something, sir. Something pointing right at me.
It's okay. It is natural energy.
I'll not be washing it.
Come on, Benaramaban. Come closer.
No, I'm sorry.
Come closer.
I washed your filthy feet.
Give me your hand.
I took off your pants. I saw your disgusting yogi dick.
Your now, hair is so soft.
Let go of me, man.
Come closer.
Now I'm going.
Benaramaban.
No.
Please, don't you want to be a yogi?
No.
Ah. I have lost another apprentice. But that's okay. Everything is nothing. Nothing is everything.
All right. That was Circle All right. of Energy.
What did you think of
the- That was Circle of Energy. A very silly skit. I forgot about that. Your hair is so soft. So creepy. Anyway, you know, when we record these skits, we don't practice anything. We do edit a lot after, but it's all done kind of on the fly. It's kind of made up as we go. It's improv. It's not written. So they're not the best skits, but they're still pretty funny sometimes. Anyway, let's continue on with the great song Space Dragon made us for episode 200. What was that? Circle of Energy. Meditate your mind. 200 episodes, man, we on the grind. Being on the grind means, you know, trying hard, continuing on. You're grinding, right? You're working hard. You're doing what you got to do. You're on the grind. All right, let's continue on. 200 episodes, man, we on the grind.
Scorpion and Twinkle Star under the bridge. Now a giant in the mix and his name's Big Rich.
All right, that's the end of the little verse there. Scorpion and Twinkle Star under the bridge. The bridge. This was our first skit ever. It was, I think, episode 7 was the first episode where we did this silly skit, The Bridge, and it didn't make much sense. It was about a world where there's a bridge, one side's good, one side's evil, and the good guys don't want the evil side coming to the good side. And then, you know, my character, Twinkle Star, and Ben's character, Scorpion, get in these arguments about, hey, let me come to the good side. And then I had some adult videos that I wanted to go to the bad side to return them to the video store. And then Scorpion was like, well, you didn't let me come to the good side. Why should I let you come to the bad side? And we had a lot of fun. Some people really loved these skits. Other people didn't really like them so much. But part three, the last part, the final episode of The Bridge was called The Nightclub. And that was episode... It was around episode 15, 16, around there. It's called The Nightclub. It's only a 12-minute episode. We did only the skit. And this was, I think, the skit that we worked the hardest on. It was the skit that we planned the most. And it was the skit that we edited the most. And in this skit, the good guy, me, Twinkle Star, I'm sad. And Scorpion, the bad guy, decides to bring me to the bad world to try to cheer me up at a nightclub. But it's the bad world, so terrible things end up happening to me at the nightclub. I think we do some drugs or something that we call stardust or something. And then I end up getting drugged, I guess, at the nightclub. Someone puts drugs in my drink or something, and... Anyway, I'm going to play The Nightclub. Some of you liked it, some of you didn't. We worked on it really hard, and that's what this episode is. It's just a walk down memory lane. So here it is, The Nightclub, one of our favorite little skits.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder who you are.
Hey, buddy. Twinkle Star.
Oh, Scorpion.
Yeah.
I'm guarding the bridge and... you're...
Are you okay?
I don't know, Scorpion.
You just seem a little down.
I am.
You are?
Yes.
Yeah? What happened? Couldn't get any more porn?
Very funny.
Well, I'm sorry. What is it?
Well, I've always just wanted to be a hero.
Yeah. Well, I think you're a hero, Twinkle Star.
Really?
Yes. The way you shine in the night sky for...
Even
what
after
was it?
I blinded you with my brilliant starlight.
Yeah, my eyes are still a little bit strange after that.
I'm sorry. Gosh. I just wanted to be a hero, and then I started... hurting people.
In the end, you only hurt yourself.
What does it matter? Good side, bad side.
No, come on, don't be like that. You've been guarding this bridge really well. How many bad demons and monsters have you stopped?
Just one.
Just the one? Was that me?
Yes.
I see.
You're the only one I was able to stop.
Really? No zombies or murderers? Well,
they're scary. Or,
yeah, they are scary. They are scary, Twinkle Star. That's why they live on the bad side. You know what? Why don't you and me have a night out? A boys' night out.
Boys' night out?
Yeah. Come with me to the dark side.
Whose night out?
A boys' night out.
Boys' night out.
Yeah, that's right, boy.
Boys' night out.
That's right, boy.
Boys' night out.
Let's go.
Boys' night.
Here we go.
Boys' night.
Get on the horse. Get on. Friday.
Here we go.
Jump on the back. Are you okay? You can put your hands around my waist.
Like this?
Ooh, like that.
Oh.
Here we go.
Wow, this is exciting.
Yeah, this is great.
Oh,
right, be careful of my tail.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, whoa, wow. Friday.
Where are we, Scorpion?
This is the main street of the dark side.
Why did you take me here? Is there something fun to do?
Well, I know.
Where's the video store?
Ah, the video store's
closed. Can I go to the
closed.
Video store?
Yeah, the video store closed down.
People all using the internet.
That's right.
Nobody wants old-fashioned videos.
Everybody's
anymore.
On the dark web these days. But forget about porn. I know a great nightclub.
A nightclub?
Yeah.
Well, what is that, some kind of club for the nighttime?
That's right. At night, people gather and they might have a drink or two. Flashing lights and dancing and music.
Dancing.
You're gonna love it.
I must say, I'm a little bit curious.
Are you?
To
see
this nightclub.
Well, it's called Blood Scream.
Are there any stars?
Well, sometimes there's some celebrities.
Celebrity stars in the dark side of the nightclub?
That's right, Twinkle Star.
What are they doing there?
These are some famous people.
The same people in the Disney movies?
Well, a little bit different. Yeah, a little bit more scary, a little bit stranger. This is the dark side, but you're with me. So don't be scared. We can hold hands.
I don't need to hold
your
hand.
Yeah, we can hold hands as we walk into the club.
I'm 50 billion years old.
Okay, okay, Grandpa. Let's go line up. Have you got your ID?
ID?
Yeah, your ID card.
I don't need
ID. We need ID to get into this club. See the long line of people? And there's a security guard at the door, and he's going to check your ID.
Scorpion, let me handle this. Show me this door guard.
Okay, we just have to wait a minute.
You there! I am the Twinkle Star!
ID, please.
I'm sorry, my friend, he's confused. Yeah, Twinkle Star, not now. No blinding. No blinding lights.
Hold
Do
on.
You have your ID?
Let me just blind him with my starlight.
No, no, no.
If you don't have ID, you have to leave.
I'm really sorry about that. Can we just get in? It's me, Scorpion.
Oh, Scorpion. No problem. Come on. Take your little rainbow star friend in.
But he's...
Come on, Twink. That's okay.
But,
we're in.
But I'm
we're in
the
now.
Star.
We're in now.
But...
In we go.
Okay.
Whoa. Hold my hand.
Show me this nightclub, Scorpion.
See these sexy girls dancing.
Yes, I do.
People drinking. Be careful, don't step there. There's lots of blood on the ground.
What's that on the table? Is that stardust?
Yeah, it's a kind of stardust. Would you like to try some?
Why are they sniffing the stardust?
Well, you don't have to do that. Just open your mouth and sprinkle some magic dust inside. There. Now, would you like a drink?
Yes, more than anything.
Ah, okay. How about a dark night cocktail?
Ooh, dark night cocktail.
Or there's the forever...
Do you have any shining star cocktail?
No, there's forever sleep.
Forever sleep.
Yeah, there's...
Dark night.
Devil's Mouth.
Devil's Mouth.
Devil's Mouth. There's a Screaming Woman.
Ooh, I'll have that one. A Screaming Woman.
Well, I'll join you. Two Screaming Women, please. This is great. Now, do you want to have a dance?
I'm not ready to dance.
Come on, let's dance. Oh, I love this song.
Very well.
Woo! Oh,
Scorpion.
Now, don't spin too fast.
No. Everybody, look at my starlight.
Hey, guys. Woo!
Starlight. Oh, yeah.
See, they love you.
Yes, this
they
is
love
great,
you.
Scorpion.
Woo-hoo!
Oh. This is the best night of my life.
Hey, here comes my friend. Hey, I want you to meet someone.
I am Twinkle Star. Who are you?
My name's Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Nice to meet you, Twinkle Star.
I see you like to sniff stardust.
I do, and I like to do lots of other things, too.
Oh, really? What kind of things do you like?
Scorpion tells me you like porn.
Well,
is that true?
Is he telling everyone?
What kind of porn do you like?
Gosh, Bob, I've only just met
Come on, you can tell. Here, open your mouth.
Sprinkle.
Oh, don't worry.
Is this stardust?
There you go.
Oh, more stardust.
Now, I think starlight.
My light is shining.
There you go. I knew it.
This stardust is amazing.
I think we're going to be good friends.
Tell me more about this porn, Bob.
Hey, have you ever wanted to star in a movie?
You could
be a star.
Oh, my God, I am a star.
Yeah, just drink this.
What's this?
It'll make you feel really relaxed.
Really relaxed?
Yeah, there you go. What's open it. Open it.
Very well.
Hold him down.
Okay.
Get it. Yes, drink it. Yes, drink it all.
Where is Scorpion?
Drink it all.
Scorpion!
Drink it all.
Scorpion! Scorpion! I feel very sleepy. I'm gonna fall asleep right here in the nightclub. Where's the sleeping room?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
My God. Oh.
Twinkle Star, what a night.
Who are you?
I'm Bob.
Bob?
Tell me, do you like eggs?
Yes, I love scrambled eggs.
Come on, get out of bed.
Well, whose bed is this? Where am I?
Come on, I've got some.
Oh my God.
No, it's okay, I know.
Is this the dark side? Am I in the evil part?
Yeah, you came home with me, Bob.
Ugh.
We made a movie, remember?
What? What kind of... Was I the star?
Let's just say you're a star now.
I am. I've always been a star, Bob.
That's right. Yes. And last night, you made me twinkle.
What? What are you talking about, Bob?
Well, Scorpion told me you're a twink.
I'm a twinkle star. See, Scorpion always does this.
Anyway.
I'm not a twink, Bob.
Here's your frog's eggs.
Gross.
Eat up. And do you like milk with your blood?
No. With my blood? You're drinking blood, Bob?
One spoon of salt.
You're too evil. I have to get out
Let
of
me
here.
Guess. Milk and two salt.
Gross.
No, Twinkle Star.
I'm going
Come
back,
back
to the good side.
Twinkle Star, no.
I got to get out of here.
You can be a star.
God damn you, Scorpion.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot about that. And Ben made that song, Scorpion, that techno song, just for that skit. Oh, anyway, thank you for joining me on my little stroll down memory lane. Big Rich will be back next week. We will be back with a regular episode. The final line of the song is, "Now there's a giant in the mix, and his name is Big Rich." So Big Rich will be back next week. This week was just tough with, you know, I've had a lot of stuff going on with family visiting me, and Rich has a busy schedule as well, but we're gonna make a more regular recording schedule for the future, I think. So I hope you like that little stroll down memory lane. Here's the rest of the song. Such a shame, you know, if this song only gets played once. Same with that Scorpion song, you know? He made this Scorpion song just for that, and then it gets lost in the past of Teacher Talk. Anyway, guys, thank you for joining me. See you next week.